This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97, want a ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Oh, it was fun talking to Jared Goff. I remember those early interviews when they were a one-win team, and he wasn't playing particularly well. Those sometimes got uncomfortable, but boy, it's been a good run. And they're playing awfully well right now. 6-1 for the first time since 1956.
It's a long time.
It is. And I don't remember what Stoney was saying about him then, but I'm sure.
Shots fired. Yep.
But, 6-1. Pretty cool. Not perfect. Could make a trade. We'll get to that next hour. Did you watch Pistons last night?
I did watch a good portion of the game.
So four games in. They're 0-4, and it feels like a somewhat emphatic 0-4. You get to these games, you get to the fourth quarter, and is it just me or do the Pistons just indiscriminately start firing terrible 3-point shots?
No, it's not just you. It's not just you, and it feels like it's something that reverts to what they were doing last year. You know, I think there was a point last year during the season where you and I were talking about this, and I know that I had said, at least I think you may have echoed it, that there are certain guys that just don't shoot the ball, right? You've lost your privileges to launch willy-nilly and just you know, chuck. You're not, this isn't college, right? You're not the chucker. You're not the star of the team anymore. And I feel like maybe it's time for J.B. Bickerstaff to pull on the reins a little bit and say, okay, you know what? New strategy. Here's who gets to take the 3-point shots and force them if necessary. Like, clock's running down. I want this guy shooting it. Jaden Ivey, Cade Cunningham, and Simone Fontecchio. Mm-hmm. That's it. The rest of you guys, just, you know, calm down. All right? Stop chucking it all the time that you're on the floor. And maybe they need to find a way to, you know, better space their timing when the guys come out of the game so you're not seeing Ivy and Cunningham out of the game at the same time. Look, some of that's on them for stop getting into foul trouble so damn early in the game. But watching Malik Beasley chuck it up there or Tim Hardaway Jr. chuck it up all the time, and you know they're not alone. There are others that are doing that as well. It's tough to watch because this team is, you know, when the right five guys are on the court, they're battling and they look like this is an improved basketball team. But it's, again, it gets to the depth point of this team. Do they have enough depth to really take that next step? And so far, through four games, it's not.
I can't even begin to tell you how little I want to do this again.
Right.
What has happened the last few years. And we knew the schedule's tough right out of the gate, so it's okay.
We did know this.
Yeah. A lot of season left, but not exactly an encouraging start now.
What is encouraging, though, I think is the start that Cade Cunningham has gotten off to. He looks really good. Mm-hmm. I think it's encouraging that Jaden Ivey is kind of, he hasn't missed a beat from what he was in the preseason where he looked like he was a much improved player and looks like, you know, they've kind of relit the fire under him or put him in better positions to be successful. Jalen Duren still looks like he can be a force. Like to see him shoot the ball more, feed him more inside and let him do what he can do. But there are positives on this team. Unfortunately, there's no wins.
So last night I'm watching a game and I'm bouncing back and forth between the World Series and Monday Night Football. The Monday Night Football game is 6-6. The score is tied between the Giants and the Steelers. And the Steelers throw a touchdown pass into the back of the end zone to George Pickens. I see him catch it. I see the replay. He's got the foot in. Twice, actually, he had the foot in twice. And I flip back to the Pistons game. And I'm watching the Pistons game. So it was 6-6. They score a touchdown.
Right, so you're,
I didn't hang on for the extra point.
12-6 or 13-6.
Yeah, but I didn't. I mean, they go for two. It's 14-6. Right, but whatever. I flip back to the Pistons game and I watch that for a while. And then I come back to the Monday night game and the score is Pittsburgh 9, the Giants 6. And I'm thinking to myself, did Pittsburgh get docked points? They scored a touchdown.
Was there a penalty?
There was no flag. I couldn't figure out what the hell happened. Only to find out in an interpretation of the rule that I think needs to get looked at. George Pickens somehow caught the ball in the back of the end zone. His right foot hit the ground clearly in bounds. He hit the ground, went up in the air, and his right foot hit the ground again. And then he fell out of bounds. Apparently, that's not 2 feet in.
No, because it's the same foot that he tapped down on the ground twice.
And I didn't find out what happened because I eventually went zoned all in on the Pistons game. I didn't find out what happened until this morning. I just figured, okay, I must have missed something. Maybe I was, I don't know. Does that seem like they might want to change that rule? Is getting 1 foot in twice, should that count as 2 feet in?
I kind of think it should. Particularly watching that play, first of all, it defies physics how the second foot, his left foot or whatever, did not come down. I'm like, how does that not come down? And how does the right foot come down a second time before the left one comes down? I don't know if he just lost track of where he was in the end zone because he could have just fallen straight down. It'd be fine, right? But he keeps going backwards and putting himself in peril. But to your point, yes, I firmly believe that should be a touchdown. I know it's not the rules. The rules say you're 2 feet, not the same foot twice, I guess. But should that be a change? I would change it. You would change it.
Yeah.
Hey, would you change it?
Well, yes, since I brought it up, yes, I would change it. Because, first of all, I do know this, guys. The rule is both feet. I know that. I think they should change it to 2 feet, even if it's the same foot, right?
Yeah.
Because, well, obviously, whatever. It looked insane. It actually looks better than regular catches. So I'd give them points for that, too. So I'm just actually
impressive.
Going overboard at this point. But, yeah. I mean, are they going to change it? Probably not. But, I mean, I just thought it was... I'm glad it didn't happen to us, the Lions. But I thought it was absolutely a catch in my eyes. But, yeah, I mean, he was held up... because you're allowed to hold a defender up and push him out of bounds before it gets, the old rule, I think it was, what was it called, guys?
There was a force out rule.
Yeah, force out. That's what it was.
If a guy was going to land in bounds and the defender pushed him out, they called it a force out and counted it as a catch. So you could actually leap on the sidelines while you're in the air catching a football. If a defender pushed you out of bounds and you landed with both feet out, they'd call it a catch because it was up to the interpretation of the refs that you would have landed in bounds. Which in retrospect was kind of insane.
So they did change the rule from that. So you can force a guy out. So since you can force a guy out, I think you should give him an opportunity some other way to still stay in bounds. And if that's putting the same foot down twice, make it a catch.
The putting the same foot down twice, you're right, is more impressive. And I don't know if Pickens knew that, would he have made more of an effort to get his left foot down? Because it looked like he just kind of ended up hopping.
I think he was lifted by the defenders. Like, he couldn't get that left foot down because it was just the way the angle was. You know how he was lifted in the air?
It was so weird. I wonder if anybody else flipped away after the touchdown back to the Pistons of the World Series and didn't realize what the hell happened. Because I was like, what did I miss? Maybe I had the score wrong?
There was another player earlier in the game. Was it Malik Nabers, I think? Looked like he may have had a touchdown, but he was ruled out of bounds, too. There was a lot of close plays in that game. And the Giants, being the Giants, ended up doing Giant stuff at the end. They had such an opportunity.
The two-point conversion was so hysterical. They tried one of these, split the offensive line way out to the left with a receiver out there. With now a center and two linemen, and one's the tight end and an eligible receiver, and they snap the ball to Daniel Jones, and he quickly throws it out to the left. And nobody's ready for the snap, and whoever the receiver was just gets blown up instantaneously. It is one of those inadvertent comical plays that I just burst out laughing when I saw it.
Well, it was funny.
Yep.
It was funny.
And all of these things aren't us.
No.
The 1 foot in twice.
That would absolutely have been a Lion play.
Any time in the last 50 years, that would have cost the Lions. Any time we would have got clarification on the rule, because it would have been the Lions.
I did want to ask you this, because you are a rule book guy.
Yep.
You know, now that you're Mr. Play-by-Play guy, you've gone through the rule book. I learned something new on Saturday night.
The fair catch thing?
Well, not the fair catching was a whole other issue with Michigan State, but it was the field goal thing. If you miss a field goal attempt inside the 20-yard line,
ball goes out to the 20.
The ball goes out to the 20 instead of where it's spotted? Yeah. How does that make any sense?
I don't know, but that's the rule. The other thing is if one player signals for a fair catch and somebody else catches it, that happened like 4 years ago in a Louisiana Monroe game. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I get that the play should stop right there because somebody calls fair catch. If all you see is somebody doing it, then you got to stop, which was, I don't know why you're calling for fair catch when you're not the one who's going to catch the ball, but so be it. But I didn't realize that field goal rule was there.
Yeah, I just got a text from Mike Stone. In 1956, I was pleading for them to lock up Lane and Schmidt long term.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, straight ahead, Dan Campbell talks trade deadline. And want to know how confident you are in them making a deal. We'll get to that today at 12:05 here on 97.1 The Ticket.